troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up. Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
My understanding is that Roger Smart's going to be at the Touchdown Club today.
Get out of here.
Junior. Yeah. How about that?
Again, we've threatened to go to his house in the neighborhood so many times. Please tell him that we're very serious about that. And that
Debbie Wyman, our executive director, is asking, is Bill Vickery coming today? I've yet to see him. Bill, it would take, a million? The negotiation to get Bill back, it's $1 million.
It is unfortunate in that it's a difficult time to get here.
And
you get mobbed. It has nothing to do with it.
It's tough.
It would be... it'd be worth it to come see Merritt Dyke. I mean, I'd go hang out with him.
Great guy.
Earlier when you guys were talking about, as Christian noted, taken from the African guinea plant, the Dipsy Doo. Well, if you got a Dipsy Doo in Crawford County on a date.
Have you heard that phrase before? What was it, Christian? Roger, you remember what it was?
Didgeridoo.
What was it, Christian?
It's Australian.
What is it? What is it?
Didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
If you got that in Crawford County on a date, you got your ass in church real quick because it wasn't supposed to feel that good.
How about that? Yeah, how about that's, Cindy Crawford's? What crazy is that story?
They've all got to have some special, unique quality. It's how they. Now, I will say this, just like you, David. You see Cindy Crawford in the late 80s and early 90s, I became possessed. Something took over my body.
Ooh, man. The Pepsi commercial. Oh, what was that movie she was in? It was not very good.
Shorts
it was,
on. Was, with Billy Baldwin. Billy,
yes.
Yeah.
Not great, but it didn't matter.
And I wore that VCR out, man.
You were also a big Cowboy fan.
Yes.
You were inspired by the native, the Navajo?
I did. First of all, the irony of an Indian playing for the Cowboys.
Yes.
Second of all, as I'm listening to Roger recite with a Navajonian accent, I felt like if I threw trash out on the side of the road, Roger would start to cry a little tear down the side of his cheek, you know, like it was that impressive, Roger. So maybe you need to do a whole monologue.
It is good to see white hair at Touchdown Club today.
For those who
missed, man of golden tan.
It is great. It will be one of the best stories if this guy somehow
makes the team.
Because if you listen to the locker room, they went crazy yesterday. Fans love him. They will sell $1 billion to Native Americans. Let's hear that clip one more time. Maybe play it 4 or 5 times today, but I don't
You
care.
Call it coin. I call
is
it
Is he
maize.
Coming on October 12th to speak at the Little Rock Touchdown?
That he would be big.
He would be big.
He would be big. You are
Pale faces,
right.
Hello.
Well, that was an incredible win. Now I am very fortunate to be amongst you and to play in the same field where the same star holding on our chest. And I'm proud of us. I'm proud of how far we've come. Man, this game, fate, brought us here as strangers, but this game, this star, this team will make us brothers.
Yes. Get fired up. Listen. Gathering tighter around him.
That's a bar. Cowboys on three. 1, 2, 3. Cowboys!
What's interesting, the same guy who's very regimented and you know, that tone or that delivery that he had, and he goes, he changes. Cowboys on three!
Right.
I mean, he completely changes
Emotion.
His delivery. Yeah. Wow. That was gave me chills, you know.
He was at Kentucky.
I don't know how good he was there, but 6'9". I watched him on a couple of plays he did well, and others he didn't.
Yeah.
He's probably tall and lanky, but what a feel-good story. Jerry's no dummy. Jerry's like, man, we got to sign this guy. We got to keep him around. Also, KJ Jackson, officially named starter. What do you think about that? You're no quarterback yourself.
He's clearly been through some difficulty and fire. You watched him play last year. It's so hard to tell in those conditions coming in. I thought he played well when he filled in a couple of intense spots.
Yeah.
But what do you know? It's just it's all brand new. Everything's brand new. I mean, I found, you know, yesterday we had, I had four lifelong Razorback fans
yes,
on the program to kind of work through the psyche of Razorback fans. And one of the things that, and everybody that's listening that's a Razorback fan, you know, it was everybody's memory and feeling and emotion and even attitude toward the Hogs, David, or like you. It revolves around your family.
Yep,
and it was them as children with their parents, now their parents and their kids who went to the university and the games. And it passes on through traditions. Paul Eales' voice.
Yes.
It marked moments in time for things that happened, and you remember the game and the plays and everything else, but you remember the camaraderie and the friendships, and all that draws people together. And so,
will we ever get that back?
Don't know. I don't know how good we're going to be, or if we get off the rails quickly, or if at midnight in Utah lightning strikes and we sneak out of there with a win, which would be, and it, of course, for some reason now we're all pointing toward that because it's the first real official test.
Right. Wouldn't that be something?
But it would be. But it's
ain't that something?
Look, it's we're back and there's a reason to gather around the campfire again.
Yeah, I heard you say that. Roger, you've talked about it before. Everybody's optimistic right now. Everybody's positive. It's just like, you know, okay, maybe we can have some hope for a little bit until we see, and then we realize, wow, this may be a tougher season. Or maybe we'll go, wow, I like the way we played. Maybe we'll get better as the season goes on.
There is a realism to people's optimism, I think, this time around. There's a willingness to accept smaller victories to see if progress can be made. And I know we alluded to something during the break. I mean, and you know, the bluntness is there's not the NIL money that's there. We can attribute that to a number of causes, and it centers around two or three human beings that just made bad calls, went the wrong direction, and have never been able to overcome that. Now maybe new head coach, new optimism, and obviously a lot of energy and intensity from him. You know, are there pre-snap penalties? Are there turnovers?
Yeah.
Are there? Because I mean, you look back at last year and you saw the number of mistakes made pre-snap, the number, and then the critical turnovers over a couple of years, and it just, you know, it just were, they were killers in games.
They have hung their flag or put their flag on this to where they cannot have those kind of mistakes. If they've been preaching it since January that this is what they're going to do, so
can't call timeout before the opening kickoff, which we've seen in the last 15 years.
Yeah, man.
Can't have a Rudolf Nureyev fake punt taken back for a touchdown, a literal pick six on a touchdown. Can't have a fake punt return that makes it somehow on the Tonight Show.
We were talking about the touchdown club going back to Houston. Now we go back 2004. What do you think the lowest point? Mentioned all your buddies, the four guys you had yesterday.
Yeah.
What do you think the low point was? I mean, you think of all those years. What was the low point?
It was Slippery Rock Tech going into Fayetteville under Chad L. Morris.
I don't know. Western Kentucky at the end was pretty bad too.
Yeah. Well, that's what I meant.
North Texas beat us there too. Chad Morris year was the worst year.
That run of 2 years,
that was bad.
And I'll tell you what it did. It plunged us into a point where, and I don't know, I want to be fair to Hunter Yurecek, but it plunged us into a point where we couldn't get a guy really
a
to get us out.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody wanted to come.
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, the Berlin Wall comes down. The world changes. It's all about money.
Right.
NIL. We made the wrong turn and didn't pursue that. We didn't run toward that. We ran away. If you remember initially, Sam saying, "Hey, if you get in the portal, we don't want you."
Yeah.
And then, of course, had to backtrack off that statement.
Yeah,
you know?
I forgot about that. Not having any understanding.
We did it with Malik Hornsby. That was the player. It was like, we can come back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, think about that. So,
I do think, too, I think Roger mentioned it, too. You know, Sam, at the time. We couldn't get anybody. That was yeah. And thank goodness Judy Henry found him, and he comes in and at least stabilizes, wins three conference games that first yeah. year during COVID. And then wins the what was it, the second or third year he goes nine. He wins all the trophies.
Oh yeah. It was the second year. I was in Tampa.
Yeah, so
I was
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so you know, we had some encouragement there. We had some yes. good players. You know, Chad had recruited some good players and then you
yeah
know,
then you give him a yeah, yeah, that extension. Contract. Yeah.
Say,
so what how many wins does Coach Silverfrill have to have before this year then Hunter Yurecek gives him a renewed contract, and if he goes Liberty Bowl this year,
wow! If he goes to a bowl game, I mean, the bowl
and,
now,
and,
wow.
And you know they're going to pull out a check and give him everything he wants and all that. Would you agree with that or not? I say no. I would not say sign him because we've done it every
right.
time we do it.
And we're not the only ones, but that's been AD.
I don't follow everybody. Yeah, right. I only, you know, I don't
yeah,
know
it's shirts. Been a bad, it's been a bad decision by yeah. ADs for the last 20 years of doing that.
Can you do it with this guy?
Roger, that assumes that Hunter Yurecek will still be the athletic director.
after he hears at 9:50 the other guests that are coming, he's going to have
that's
to do a mea culpa.
But so let me ask you this. Let me ask both of you a question, and I meant to bring it up yesterday. If we do struggle, let's say that we're good, but we win three games, and it's a
we
look like we could be improving, but we're still losing. Who gets the brunt of the venom?
Oh, I got you.
It's got to go to Yurecek, right? I mean, it's got to go to him. He's got to be the guy you take it out on.
I don't
right?
know if any venom comes out this year. I don't know how it does.
Because the first year,
we're not expecting anything from this guy.
We're, again, so
but this
can't
is the team. Ryan Silverfield, you can't.
Well, you can't.
You
to
can.
Me, you asked me the question, and I say you can't give it even to Hunter because we don't expect anything from this cat.
We don't. But I know what you're saying. You're saying that's what he's. His future is hanging on this hire.
Correct.
To where if they don't get out of it.
Hunter's, okay.
Yeah, I think that's what he's
but
saying.
But I think, again. And
but
I,
you can't, let me just answer, please, because it keeps going. But you can't, he can't, he's, doesn't lose, Hunter doesn't lose his job this season over Silverfield. I just can't abide that.
But you know what, let me say this. I don't think what he's saying, I think it's not about this year. It's about being in the position that we're in. With Sam, maybe he took Sam too long to make the decision.
You could exhume the mummified bodies of Tom Landry, Chuck Knoll. You could get
Vince
Belichick
Lombardi.
To come here with the hot girlfriend. The point I'm making is the reason that we won't, if we don't win, the reason we won't win, and the reason the program is in the state that it is in today, is administratively they did not embrace, understand, or engage in the NIL collective, the other things like that. They ran the opposite direction, and it's been...
I don't disagree with what you're saying.
So my point, Roger, is this.
It's made.
That creates the circumstances for why we are where we are today.
Agree. Okay.
And so if you're responsible for that, if that's part of what you're supposed to do...
And he is. Okay.
Then hats off to Ryan Silverfield for trying to squeeze out stuff that we probably shouldn't have had.
Well, I have more faith in honestly, again, just as a Cowboy fan as well, we have renewed faith before the season starts every year now with the Cowboys and the Razorbacks. With Coach Silverfield, if Coach Pittman was still here and we were talking about four wins, we'd be pulling out what's left of our hair. With this guy, we're already going. Who cares what happens? It doesn't matter. We're going to win four games. That's fine and dandy. This and that. And then you go. You got to remember Pittman. Somebody on the Middle Heat and Air text. Remember Pittman got rid of the lady who found him the job.
Yeah.
You know, found him the job, and he made his money. Coach Pittman made all of his money. He was ill prepared. If for lack of a better term, of being the head coach of any football team, let alone an SEC football team with portal.
You're right. Hey, Christy, you're right. Because he wins nine.
No.
He wins all the trophies. You're thinking, and all of a sudden NIL hits, and all of a sudden,
this is not
his deal. I'm 67 years old. I'm not ready to deal with
it. He knew it wasn't for him when he got his offensive and defensive coordinator, especially his defensive coordinator being a head coach.
And you knew, I mean, look. Nick Saban decided to get out.
Yeah.
He had 1 year
of
it, and that was it. And he knew he'd lost control. And we're talking about a man maybe the greatest coach in college football history. He knew. So, Sam, I mean, and that this goes back to my point. It's not Sam's job to figure out how to raise the money and go out and compete.
Absolutely
or what.
Not.
It's
right,
not Sam's
right,
job
right,
to look and go, guys, I think at the very least we're stuck with this for the next 5 or 6 years, and we got to figure out how to get in it.
Middleton, you got to have your point. Exactly. Bill, Juracek has been here 8 years, almost a decade, and should be judged over that entire time period, total figure. Yes. And I don't
dispute
that's
my point.
I don't know if, again, if he sticks around another year, it won't be based on this season. It was my point. It won't be based on it. I didn't go any further than what you said, which brought me to where we are.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Would Kirby Smart be a good coach if he was at the University of Arkansas? Okay. Put him at the U of A.
Yeah.
Would he? Well, would he win five games?
With his talent,
would he win five
games? Probably not. I don't think he would.
So there you go. And so herein is my point. You go to the administration, off the field, non-performance issues, the administration of the athletic program, and the unwillingness still to this day. Roger, if you wanted to make a $10,000 contribution to the NIL program at the University of Arkansas, how could you do it?
How could I do it?
Yeah, how could you do it? You don't know. You don't know.
Oh, exactly.
You don't know.
Yeah. I'm sitting there thinking $10,000. You know, I can get me a new generator for that. That's where my money's going. I see what
you know.
You're
what
saying.
I mean.
I do now. Yeah.
And that's the point. Nobody knows, and nobody's ever known, and there's never been an understanding of how to do this. There's never been an embrace of it.
They've had that $25 deal, the $100 deal for everybody to give.
It's been a buffoonish attempt, and there's been. And it's been
are we the worst
off.
In that? We don't know. I mean, what other schools?
Oklahoma State's right up there with us. And you saw they made a change, too.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy won a lot of games.
He had 34 coaching changes.
Yeah.
I think I saw that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And, of course, you know, with all the NIL stuff, it's going to be sort of fascinating to see. Every time I turn around, Texas is signing another player. They got so much money. You know, they're spending right at $50 million. I mean, hey, in the world, that you think you can keep up with that? It just if you buy every single great player – it's just tough to keep up. It's tough to compete. I'm not saying you can't, but it just, you know, Indiana proved it. Of course, Indiana spent a little money on NIL. Yeah, we found out they had Mark Cuban and realized that, somebody says here, let me, from Dylan. Dylan said, where is it? Hold on. Let me go to Roger laying down scathing comments. Completely agree. Scathing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody has ever called Roger scathing. Scathing.
Well, again, I don't.
Are you not apologize?
I'm not apologizing.
Yeah, I see you are.
No, sir. I'm not apologizing. I have great friends who are great friends with Sam Pittman. And I don't want to spoil any of those things. And I don't think,
We all like Sam. We think Sam's a great
guy. I don't know him. I don't dislike him whatsoever. It's as far as the coach goes and all that kind of stuff. Hunter Juracek, I'm sorry he's not going to be here. I think there's, obviously he got his feelings hurt. You can't have a man in that position get his feelings hurt, from being down here. But if you listen to State Run Radio with Bo and Chuck, you're not going to hear any of those things. And that's okay, too. That's their. They have to be that way. I've been a Razorback fan all my life. I'm going to continue to wear Razorback hats and shirts for the rest of my life. I'm in. I'm not getting anything. It's like being a DirecTV customer. You're not getting me. I'm not getting any specials because I'm already in. They're not giving me jack squat. But for somebody new, you've got to get my grandsons and the 25-year-olds. You've got to get them to be bought into the Razorbacks. And football has not done it. Baseball and basketball have, and ladies softball has really put us on the map and kept us in the forefront of some of these youth that are out there.
I will say it was interesting listening to your buddies yesterday. Is that, Roger,
that's the one with Silverfield.
Yeah, Silverfield in front of AY Magazine. No, Amp Magazine. It was interesting, you know, because we are, anybody's over the age of 50, which all those guys were yesterday.
Yes.
All your memories are wrapped in the things you were talking about, and they were all positive. You know, we never have been through what we've been through.
Yes.
I mean, we haven't been through this kind of era in football since maybe the 40s or 50s, just before Broyles got there.
Pre-Broyles.
If you think about this, from once Broyles got there from late 50s, we've had pretty good success up until the 2010 at Petrino, as you mentioned. That changed everything. That sort of changed. By the way, today, it was the day that Michael Vick was charged with the dog deal. Remember, that was the thing that set things into motion for Petrino to leave. He was there, and he had Michael Vick as his quarterback. What's he didn't? He was gone. I mean, that was the first year, I think. I think he didn't even stay.
Didn't finish the season.
That was the domino, and I saw that death.
Wow.
Think about that. If it hadn't been for Vick maybe being charged with that, Petrino could still be there. Never would have come to Arkansas in the first place. Anyway, just sort of a fascinating thing.
Probably correct.
You do make a great point, though, David. The 15 years, I said yesterday, we've wandered like the Israelites in the desert. And we need Charlton Heston. We've had Yul Brynner chasing us around for a while. The Red Sea swallowed him up or whatever. But
let me ask you this. Should we try graffiti today, Roger? What do you think? What a quick response.
Wait, once again, that is my game show contestant answer. No!
We'll come back.
Christian, what do you think?
I think it's better when we're in studio.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to make sure.
So will we
have a consensus builder?
Look at you. Right. You know what you did? You reached out to your
Bill
associates.
It's this team. It's we were strangers before this show. Now we are brothers.
White hair.
Fate has brought us together.
Listen to Panama City.
Panama Jack. Panama Baz.
Yeah. You know what? One that we have not mentioned on here.
What?
Billy Jack.
Oh yes. Billy Jack.
It was mentioned on Milton.
What was he?
When he put.
See, Cherokee
put
or.
This foot on the left.
When
side
he told
of your
Bernard,
head.
Bernard, I'm going to put this foot
right
on that side of your foot.
Right. What?
And there's not
a. Was it? Was but he was. He was Native American.
He's Native American.
He had a cool hat.
Jan Michael Vincent. Who?
Jan Michael Vincent.
I thought he was like a white person appropriating Native culture, though.
Well, it was like David Carradine and Kung Fu.
That's
never get him out.
That's right. No. Yeah, we you know Jim Plunkett. We were trying to think because somebody said this was the.
Yeah.
Well, this is the first Indian Native American ever to play in the NFL, and I must have heard it wrong. Maybe they said Navajo because Plunkett, right? Was Native American. Roman Gabriel was.
Oh, the great Roman Gabriel.
Yeah, then we started getting into how many movies we could come up with true Native Americans versus the guy.
The Burt Reynolds is Navajo Joe was always the go-to.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That looks like
that's Will Sampson.
And that guy's probably 6'6" or something. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
He looks like the dude.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you
up that marble sink.
If you saw, he did. Yeah. If you saw this player for the Cowboys, all he does, he sees all these people. All he does is just symbolically hold up.
He gives out a native yell.
He has got to
do it.
There you go.
He does.
That is outstanding.
He does.
Tell me, you're not doing that on the Bobby Bones Show. You're not doing that on Sirius Satellite today.
Oh, you think Bo Mattingly's going to do that?
Bo Mattingly ain't doing that.
I don't know why Bo's even doing that. Marlin at the job, Silverfield's doing.
We'll take a look at our message. We'll take a break, and I'm sure we've got plenty of messages on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Do want to thank Smart Buick GMC and Whitehall.
Roger Smart Jr.
Thank you, Smart, who you'll
see today.
That's right, coming to the Touchdown Club with Joe Cates. Joe Cates is coming, and Buzz is a sponsor. Yeah, everything will be here.
Free meal for him.
Live on the Buzz right here, beginning with Justin and Phil. Coach will take a few minutes with these guys and then come in the ballroom, and everything else will be live on the Buzz. It'll be live on all the YouTube channels for us, the Touchdown Club, and Arkansas TV.
And his wife is not coming.
Wife's not coming.
You said the first lady of Razorback.
Very disappointed. Yes. I was very excited about that. She'd have been the first. So, and Christian, send me what I need, and we'll come back and knock those out.
All right.
All right, don't go away. A little danger zone?
Yes.
What happens when we start trying to say what a Native American says? But raise your hands, Roger.
Really?
We need him. We need more of that on Morning Mayhem. Don't go away. 8:30.